Hi, I'm Jeremy Foster. I'm a developer evangelist at Microsoft in the Seattle area. You can find me online at codefoster.com or on Twitter at codefoster. You're also welcome to send me an email at jeremy.foster@microsoft.com. All right, let's talk for a little bit about navigation using WinJS in a Windows 8 Metro-style application. Navigation is a framework, really, that you're provided by WinJS as a control for rich navigation functionality. This is so that you don't have to depend on hyperlinking from one page to another and passing all of your state information through the URL parameters, through the query string parameters. Navigation instead gives you a much more rich way of doing that. It also has some other advantages, as we'll see throughout this short course. What I'm going to do to illustrate this to you is I'm going to create a blank and then a navigation project template application from those templates, and it's going to highlight the differences between the two. And then we're going to use the navigation template to navigate from one page to another, navigate back, and then pass some data from one page to another. Finally, I'm going to point you to some online documentation so that when you're ready to do some deep diving, you're going to know where to go to find that. So let's go to Visual Studio Express 2012. This is the release candidate for the Express version. It's obviously free now, but even after it's released to the public, the Express version is free, so that's great. What I'm going to do is just do a File, New Project, and we're going to create a blank application. Let's call this simply Blank App. There we go. Now, this blank application is an HTML JavaScript application, and so it looks like a website. We actually have a default HTML file, and as you can see, I have references to a JS and a CS, and those are here and here. Now, the default.html file in the blank application, inside the body of the HTML file, that's where the content actually goes. So there's really only one page that's here. It's the default, and it's not really set up to create multiple pages. Now, you could create multiple HTML files and navigate between them in the classic sense, but if you're going to create multiple pages in your application, you don't want to do it that way. Instead, you want to create your project from the navigation app project template. So let's create this one. We'll call it Nav App. Now, Nav App, I'll go ahead and set as my startup project. Nav App is very similar to the blank app. There's just a few differences that give us this navigation. The first difference is that in our JS file, our JS folder rather, we have a navigator.js JavaScript file. This is a definition of this class, this page control navigator class that you're going to see in just a second. Now, you don't usually need to change this file in any way. You could just leave it in your JS and let it do its thing. Now, when we go look at the default.html file, you'll see that we, of course, have a reference to navigator.js, but then in the body, this looks different from the blank application. Instead of our actual content, we have this page control navigator control defined here. Additionally, we have an option set to tell it that we want our home page to be pages, home, home.html. So if we look in our project, you can see that we, in fact, do have a folder called pages. And in there we have a folder called Home. And for Home, we have the HTML, the JavaScript, and the CSS. For every page in your application, it's going to have its own folder with these three files. That's the convention. So if we want to create a new page, it's as simple as adding a new folder. We'll call our new page Page 2. And then in that new page, we'll add not all of the independent files, HTML and JavaScript and CSS, but we'll just add a page control because that does all the work for us. Page 2, give it the same name as the folder, and it creates for us the HTML, the JavaScript, and the CSS. Now, behind the original default.js, we had application lifecycle information, like app when the app is activated and when it's getting suspended and so on. But behind each page, we have some different information. Behind each page, we have page lifecycle information, when the page is ready, when the layout is updated, and when the page is unloaded, for instance. And those all occur in this WinJS UI pages define method that defines this as a page. Now, the page itself, or the HTML for the page itself, also looks a bit different. You do have a full HTML document here, but one of the elements inside the body here is this div that has a class of fragment. And that's important because it's everything that's inside of the fragment that's going to end up being imported into the default page. You see, we, for the life of our use of the application, we stay on, the user stays on the default.html page, and the content from each of the pages that we might navigate to is really just extracted and loaded into the default.html file. And the big advantage to that is that since the user is staying on this single page the entire application lifecycle, you get to define things in JavaScript, for instance, and have that state last throughout the lifecycle without having to constantly reload that state. So this page is defined with its HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, and now what we want to do is we want to navigate from the home page to our page 2. Now to do that, I'm simply going to go into the HTML for the home page. And the content is here, but instead of saying content goes here, I'm going to say go to page 2. And then for this paragraph, I'm actually going to add an onClick. That onClick is going to be a reference to the WinJS library, the navigation namespace, and finally the navigate method. Now this navigate method is expecting one thing, and that is the fully qualified URL of the page that we want to navigate to. So we want to go to page 2, page2.html. Now that should cause us to navigate to page 2 whenever the user clicks on this go to page 2. So let's take a look at this. I'm going to load this in the local machine. You'll see it takes the whole screen. I land initially on the home page. Now although I see the home page, remember that I'm actually on default.html. And now I'm going to go to page 2 and it navigates me to page 2. Notice that it was smart enough to recognize that we have a navigation context that includes a page in the back stack, and so it automatically renders this back button for me and allows me to go back to my original page. So that's extremely handy. Now just to illustrate what going back looks like, even though we have that back button, let's go to our page 2 and pretend like we wanted to be able to navigate back from page 2. So let's just change the content of that paragraph to the word back, and then give it an onClick. This is also going to be winjs.navigation, and this time instead of navigate, we want to call the back method. Now when we run, and we go to page 2, and we click on back, it should take us back to the home page. Now besides going back one step, we also have the opportunity to pass in an integer value and tell it that we want to go back two steps at once. We can also specify forward, and gives us the opportunity to navigate forward. So instead of navigating, doing a completely new navigation, if we have gone back, we can give the user the ability to go forward. Now, when we're navigating from one page to another, we want to be able to pass some data to the other page. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to navigate from home to page 2, but I'm going to pass some data. So we'll go to this navigation on the home page, and there's an optional second parameter that we can add to the navigate function, and that is a JavaScript object that is the state or the data that we want to pass to the next page. So if your user's on the front page and you want to pass them to the second one but tell them what item they selected or whatever, you can pass that along in this area. You can pass in just a number, you could pass in a string, or you could pass in an entire JavaScript object. And so I'm going to add some curly braces here. As you know, that denotes a JavaScript object, and inside it I'm going to add a custom property. We'll call it my Twitter handle, and the value will be my Twitter handle. So there's Code Foster. And now on the receiving page it's going to have access to this, and let's take a look at that. That's actually going to happen on page2.js. On page2.js we have this ready method that fires whenever this page is ready, and one of the properties of the ready method is this options. That options is that object that we passed in when we navigated here. So I can actually access options.twitterhandle from right here. Let's show that off. So I'm going to go to the HTML of my page 2, give myself a new p tag underneath. We'll give it an ID so it's easy to refer to. Nothing in it. Now we will find that with a document query selector, and I want to set the inner text of that paragraph equal to what was passed in here. So we take a look again. Now we're on page 1, we navigate to the home page, we navigate to page 2, and we've received that data and had the opportunity to show that data right here. So I hope that gives you a good introduction to what it is about the single page navigation that is going to be useful for you when you're making your applications, navigating from one page to another, passing data around and everything. If you want to get some more in-depth information, I'm going to give you a couple of resources right now. Most of the information that you'll find is on dev.windows.com. This is an extremely useful site. And if you just click on Docs and do a search, and if you search for winjs.navigation, you're going to find some good results for the navigation functionality in a Metro-style application. So the WinJS navigation namespace result here is a good one. This will give you all of the information about the methods that I showed you just now, like navigate and back and forward, and it'll even give you more information about full access to the history, access to the current location of where you're at, and some events that allow you to respond, for instance, when you've been navigated away from or before you even navigate. And then the second result that I want to bring your attention to is this quick start on using single page navigation. If you run through this quick start, this is like a little online tutorial. It's going to get you some more practice in using single page navigation. So that's all I've got for navigation in WinJS. Again, you can go to dev.windows.com to find all this extensive information about Windows 8 development. And you're free to find me at codefoster.com or my Twitter handle or even my email address. And that's all I've got for you. Thanks a lot for listening.